8:45 at 100.7 WHUD. Well, we hit the lottery this morning. Not only Bernie Williams is on the phone, the Yankee great and now fantastic guitarist, but his daughter Beatrix is on the line as well. Guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Well, yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, I've known, when you were a little girl, I met you, because I've known Bernie for over 20 years. And, Bernie, what an amazing career you've turned out. You had two careers, of course, the Yankee career. I don't even want to go into all the statistics. It'll take the rest of the show, all the good stuff that you did. And now your guitar playing has led you to all kinds of extracurricular activities with the guitar. So do you have something coming up this weekend? I know you're going back to Puerto Rico soon.
Yes. Going back to Puerto Rico to talk a little bit about interstitial lung disease. Which is the disease that, one of those diseases was idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and it took my dad's life away in 2001. So I'm going back. There's a lot of incidents in those cases down in Puerto Rico. So I'm going to try to go out there and do my best to, you know, spread the news and educate people about, you know, interstitial lung disease. So has been in the plans for a while. And also on the 24th, I have this great honor of playing with the New York Philharmonic at the Lincoln Center. They're going to take one of my compositions, and they're going to make a symphonic arrangement, and the Philharmonic is going to play it, and I'm going to be performing it with them. So this is just a great honor. But I think it just kind of, it needless to say that, you know, my reason, it brings me great joy, and I'm so proud to be here with my daughter. And trying to promote and make sure that people know about her art, because she's a very talented artist as well.
Well, yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You've always been more than just a baseball player. Now I can't believe a symphony orchestra is going to do your composition, and you're going to play along with it. And Beatrix is going to have a show this weekend in Tribeca, and you're an artist, so you actually, I think it's interesting, because when Bernie played, you never knew how it was going to turn out. When he plays the guitar, you never know how it's going to turn out, except it's going to be great. But with an artist, your work is done, you put it out there, and it must be very personal to have an exhibit and have people, you know, commenting and shaking their heads approvingly.
Yes, definitely. It's a very vulnerable, especially because the nature of the work is very personal. It's around my roots in Puerto Rico and my family and the meaning of home for me. So obviously growing up in New York, Puerto Rico has been part of my identity, but there's a distance there because I didn't grow up there. So it's really this series of work is an exploration of my roots.
And as an artist, how do you know when you're done?
That's, I think, the hardest part. I think I could work on a painting forever if you let me. So to have the hard deadline of, okay, we're having this show, you just have to put it out there, that's how I know when I'm done.
All right, and tell everybody where this exhibition is going to be. It's Saturday from 10 to 3 and Sunday from 10 to 7 in Tribeca, right?
Yes, in Tribeca on 72 Warren Street.
Okay. And how many paintings have you submitted for this exhibition?
So it's going to be 9 large canvas works and around 14 works on paper.
Oh,
so,
man.
There's going to be a good selection of works.
Yeah, and I know there's going to be some prints of the work available as well.
Yes, I'll have those available at the show and also on my website. So
well,
everything will be up.
You know
there
who your
well.
First customer is going to be? I'm going to buy one of the prints. I'm telling you that right now, because I'm sure I've seen some of the work. They sent it to me, you know, pictures of it. It's just unbelievable. But it's got to be so much pressure to put this out there, you know, your first big exhibition in New York.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I do feel the pressure, but I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready to put this work out there. I've been working on it for the last 2 years, so it feels like a complete body of work that really does represent what I can show. So I'm excited about it.
Well, you should be. It's so exciting. And Bernie, you must be like over the moon, right? You're so proud.
I am so proud. I mean, but I think that, you know, it's so great to see, you know, the evolution and how, you know, we've been encouraging her to, you know, to express herself artistically. And she has gone through so many phases of, you know, doubting and, you know, kind of like not really thinking that she was good enough, and then really coming into her own, really trusting her work. But it's you know, we've seen firsthand the amount of work and effort that she has put into this. It hasn't come easy, and it has been a long journey. But it's so rewarding to see, the rewards and the paintings and how far she has come, and really believing in herself, first and foremost, and making sure and really thinking that she's ready to do all this and show the world how talented she is. So we're so proud to have her, be part of that. And we're definitely going to support her every step of the way.
Well, if there's anything that hasn't been bought up at the exhibit this Saturday and Sunday in Manhattan, bring Beatrice and some of her work to the softball game that we're going to have July 27th at Ridgefield Playhouse, your celebrity softball game.
Yes. We're definitely going to have some of her art and make a point to let people know that she's out there and she is doing a lot of great work. So, people will know, definitely.
All right, and I'll be doing the play-by-play again of the game so I can talk about Bernie and his daughter and make fun of him when he hits a ground ball to short and and can't make it to first.
At least I can run a first base now, though.
Well, Bernie, you're one of my favorite people in the world, and you mean so much to me and my family. And Beatrice, I just wish you the best of luck. I'm sure your art is going to be a big smash hit in New York. And to talk to the Williamses this morning, my first guest on my brand new show, Mornings with Mike Bennett, is really a feather in my cap, and I really appreciate your time.
Oh, well deserved, and I really appreciate your support over the years, and you're very special to us as well, Mike. Thank you so much.
Bernie, yes. Beatrix, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody. It sounds like you're going to do that, and on the 24th, the Philharmonic playing your song, huh?
Yes. So very excited about that. Thank you so much for having us on the show, and all the best.
All the best. See you July 27th at Ridgefield Playhouse. It's going to sell out quickly, and that's going to be a great day. I'll do the play-by-play of the softball game. A lot of celebrities show up, Mariano Rivera and others. July 27th, circle the date.